Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel, Shushan Purim, Tafshin Ayin Beis. We are on Chaf Beis, Amid Beis, by the Gemara, which is like six lines from the bottom. So, we went the Mishnah a little quickly yesterday, but whatever we need to learn in the Mishnah, we'll repeat here now. Here we go. One of the things the Mishnah said was that if you lost the Chatas, you will mock A, we'll call him A. You lost A, then you will mock with B. Right? Then you found A. What's the halacha? What's the Mishnah say? You had A, you lost it, you made B, then you found A. So what happens to A? It has to die. Why does it have to die? That's exactly one of the five chasas meto, right? It was mechaper with another animal. Okay? Easy. Now, that's the easy part of today's daf. Taima, the reason why that's true is the hikriv acheres takteh. Is because you got B here. And you already brought B. Halo hikriv acheres takteh. What if you wouldn't have been mach with B yet? In other words, you had A, you lost it. You got B, and you're on your way to the base of the mitzvah, which is B, and you bump into A, and they're both standing there. Roe, the halacha would be now, right? Roe, one of them, presumably A, doesn't have to die now, just has to get a mum, right? Mani, who is that? That is the opinion of Rabbanon he, that's the opinion of the Rabbanon, the Omri who say, Abuda b'shas hafrasha roeh. If it's only lost before it's brought, b'shas hafrasha means during the time that you makrish it, during the time you designate it, you set it aside, but you never bring B because you found A so fast. Then the halacha is roeh. Who's that? That is the opinion of the Rabbanan. Okay? So far so good. So far so good. Aim a sefer. The problem is, look at the sefer. Sefer of the Mishnah said, Hamafrish mos l'chata. Let's say you designate a money for chata. V'avdu, and you lost that money. So v'hifrish acherim tachteim. So you designated new money. Now you have, then you found the first set of money. So what's the halacha? In the exact same situation by animals, the halacha was, one gets a mum. Here, Yavau me'elu u'me'elu, buy the chatas from both funds, right? Take the money, take both bags of money, make it one bit, what? They didn't buy animals yet. It's just money, right? Just money, take both money, mingle it, then buy a chatas, then the hashar, the rest of the money, hifl in a dava. The rest of it goes to an adava. Taima, what's the reason for that? What's the reason for that? It's because time me'elu me'elu, ha hevi me'echad mehen. But what if you had actually brought one? And that, what, in other words, you had money A, you lost it. You got money B, you brought an animal, you brought a carbon already. Then you find money A. What happened then? What would happen if that it was making a deal now? What would be the case? The case hasheni yolichu yam hamela. The money would get thrown into the river. That's just like a chatos diet. Right? No difference. Same concept. Okay. The Gemara is never going to give that answer. I don't know why. Never going to give that answer. Anyway, Asan l'Rebbe, this is a different answer. It's Rebbe, the Amar who said, Avuda v'shas hafrasha mesa. In other words, Rebbe's very machmir. Rebbe holds that even if you lost it during hafrasha, in other words, let's say you have animal A, you lost it, what do? You get animal B. 5 minutes after you get animal B, you find animal A. Rebbe holds that animal A has to die. We said a minute ago, in that case, animal does not have to die. It only has to, according to the Rabbanan, it only has to die if B was brought. If it wasn't brought, but here, from the case of the money, right? In the case of the money, it's a diuk, that if you had both bags of money, and instead of mingling it, I decide to use only one of them, what would the halacha be? The halacha is the second bag has to be thrown in the river. If you take the same sack with animals, that would mean that if you have both animals in front of you, and you mach with one of them, the other one has to die. That's Rebbe's opinion. So how can you have one Mishnah with two different Tanayim? That's the question. You hear that question? It's a very hard question. The question is as follows. Again, you have animal A. You buy animal A for a chatah. Then you lost it. Then you get B. Then you mock with B. What happens to A? A has to die. Why? It's one of the five chatahs that have to die. What if you find A before you mock with B? Now you have two animals here. What do you do? So the Gemara, as he said, the Rabbanan hold, if you find A before you mach with B, bring either one you want, and the other one has to get a mum. Right? When it comes to, that's what the Rabbanan say. Rebbe holds, no. Even if you have them both in front of you, you bring one, the other one has to die. Now both of those halachas are a diuk in this Mishnah. Which, how can you have one Mishnah with two different authors? That's the Gemara's question. Okay? Now, Reisha Rabbanon B'Sefer Rebbe? Is it possible that one could be the Rabbanon, one could be Rebbe? Now, there's another machlokas between Amorayim now. So now the Gemara says, Hanicha Rav Huna. This is not an issue according to Rav Huna. Some Rav Huna, Amar Rav, because Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. Who's everybody? The Chachamim and Rebbe, Be'she'im Moshach Achas Ve'ekriva Shehashniya Mesa. Everybody agrees that if you have two animals in front of you and you decide to bring one, that's what it means. She'im Moshach, you drew it away and you brought it. Shehashniya Mesa. Everybody will, even Rabbanan will agree that if you did that, it has to die. What's going on? We'll see Rashi in a minute. So Mishkachas La, I can explain the Mishnah like this. Kigon Shemashach Achas Mehen, you brought one of them, the Hikriv, and you brought it, the Divrei Hakol, and everybody would agree it has to die. However, Ela L'Reb Abba Amar Rav, but according to Reb Abba, the Amar who said, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, V'miskaper She'ena Avuda, that if everybody holds, that if you miskaper with the one that's not lost, meaning B was never lost, Shavuda Mesa, that A has to die, if you hold that, then Amma Nechleku, what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? B'miskaper Favuda, where you brought A, if that's what they're arguing about, the Rebbe Sabar, Mafrish Le'ibud, Ki'ibudami, Rabbanan Sabar, Lav Ki'ibudami, if that's what they're arguing about, then Reisha, Sosalman Rabbanan, the Seifa, Sosalman Rebbe? Is that possible? Okay, what's going on here? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hakol Modim. It's a long Rashi, but he'll explain it great. We said that, according to Rav Huna, everybody will agree that who's everybody, says Rashi, Afil the Rabbana. Even the Rabbana, who hold, if I have animal A and B in front of me, and I bring one, the other one only doesn't die. What happens? It has to get a mug. However, that's not so fair. Not all cases. Afil the Rabbana, the Amri, Avuda B'Shas HaFrasha Roeh, they generally hold that if you find the animal before you brought B, if you find A, before you brought B, Modeh, Shim Moshach Achas Mehen, that if you said, you know what, I this is so complicated, I couldn't follow Tmura, it was impossible, Dafyomi, you know what, I have two animals over here, I'll just bring you one. I'm not asking Shilas, I'm not looking it up, I'm not going to the Rav, I'm not asking any Shilas, I'm just bringing one. So complicated. I have two Chasas here, I gotta bring one, I made a mistake, I turned the light on by accident on Shabbos, I gotta bring a Chasas, I'm not busy with this. I don't have time for this. It's so complicated. If someone does that, Shem Mashach Achat Mehen, Dekriva Midaito, and he brings it, Docha HaCheres Biyadayim. What is he doing? He's pushing off the other one. Degoli Daite, he makes his Das revealed, he's expressing himself, Delo Ipchat Leiv, he doesn't care about the other one. Vafilu Mashach HaAvuda, even if he brought the A, I don't, it's so complicated. We've got a crazy halacha. It's so complicated. You know what? I have A, I have B. What happened was I had A, I lost it. Then I did B. Then I found A. A was always my original one. I'll bring A. By bringing A, then everybody will agree. Even the Rabbanim will agree. If you did that, that B is going to die. Has to die. Why? The Chi Pligi Rabbanon. When do they argue? Hainu Ba. Piba Limla. When you come to the Rav with a Shiloh, Rabbi, what do I do? I have A, I have B, A I lost, B I was mafresh, then I found A, I'm standing, what do I do, Rabbi? You tell me. If someone does that, the goli died day, the nichale betak nasayu. He's trying to fix the problem. He's got two animals at one chata. So what do I do, Rabbi? Help me. If he says that, shehifrish chatas ba'avda, shehifrish acheres benimtet harishona, right? You had one, you lost it, you found the second one, then you found the first one. Bala Fudenu Limlach. Mayaseh. What do I do now, Rabbi? Amrinan Lei, we tell him, Lech his chaper ba'avuda. Go bring A. Go bring A. Visha'ena avuda tira. And B has to go faster. Okay? Hanami diktani, me'elu ume'elu. Okay. So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? The answer is as follows. We had a stira. The stira in our Mishnah was, how could you have a case where if you have the two animals, one dies, or you have the two animals, one goes to pasture. So according to Rav Huna, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you why it's not a kasha. Because according to Rav Huna, they don't argue if you don't ask the shiloh. That's what it means. In mashach. I'm not asking shiloh, I'm just doing it. So one case was where you didn't ask the shiloh. If he didn't ask a Shaila, the other one has to die. One case was when you ask a Shaila. So when you ask a Shaila, then what that halacha is, the rabbi will tell you, bring A, and B doesn't have to die. That's how Rav Huna will get out of it. Because Rav Huna holds, the whole issue is, did you ask a Shaila or not? Why that should be such an issue, I don't know. That's what Rav Huna holds. The whole issue is, if you ask a Shaila or not. Good? Make sense? However, we'll read it again. El Rav Abba Amarav, I'm in the third line now. But according to Rav Abba Amarav, the Amar, who called Modim, everybody agrees. B'mitzchaper b'she'ein avuda. According to Rav Abba, everybody agreed. If you're mitzchaper with A, I'm sorry, B. B, B is the ein avuda. B was never lost. B was made because you lost A. So if you're mitzchaper with B, shavuda meita, then A has to die. Alman nechleku, what are they arguing about? The mitzchaper ba'avuda. Whoa, what if he brought A? Then, the Rebbe Savar, mafrish li'ibud ki'ibudami. Right? That what does that mean? Mafrish li'ibud ki'ibudami. A behema that should have gone to die. It's as if, no matter what, it has to die. Is that what it means? Yeah. Right? Right. The replacement's treated as the same one that was lost, which means as a die. Mafrish li'ibud ki'ibudami. Rabbanan Savri lav ki'ibudami. So according to Rav Abba, right, it's impossible. The Seifa that said, what did the Seifa say? The Seifa didn't say anything. The Seifa was a diuk. The diuk was that if you have both animals and you bring one, the other one has to die. In other words, I have both standing here in front of me. I didn't. I had A, I lost it. I made B. Then I found A. They're both here in front of me. What did the Mishnah make a deal? That if you bring one, the other one has to die. Says the Gemara, according to Rav Abba, that it's impossible to reconcile that. That should be the Chachamim. How could that possibly be the Chachamim? Why? Right? Because the Seifa said the only way, The only way we don't have them both die is if you co-mingle the money. Remember, the whole thing was about money. If you co-mingle the money, then the rest of the money left over, you'll be in the dava. What if you didn't co-mingle the money? And the other money has to be thrown in the river. Right? Right? Even if you brought the money from A. That doesn't make any sense. Right? In other words, it just can't be, that can't be the chacham. Therefore, Reisha, Sasamlan, Kerabanan, Seifa, Sasamlan, Kerebi, and the answer is, there's a girsa change over here. And the Gemara answers in, yes, Reisha, Kerabanan, Seifa, Kerebi. Right? Yes? There's no other way to answer it. There are two different authors here. And then the Gemara says, Umay Kamashmalan, the Pligi, Rebbe, Verabanan. What's this big chiddush over here? The Rebbe and the Rabbanan argue. The Hedjik Ketani law, the black and white. Machlokes, Rebbe, Verabanan, the Sefer. In the Sefer, it's black and white. It says, Hamafrish Chatos Va'avda. If you mafrish a chat and you lost it, the Hifrish Acheres Tachteha. And then you had A, you lost A, you got B. Then, Be'achakach Nimtas Arishona. Then you found B. Then you found A. Areshtei and Omedes. And they're both standing there. Echas Mehen Takriv. One you bring. Vashniya Tamus, and the second one died. Divrei Rebbe. V'chacham Omrim, Ein Chatos Mesa, Ela Shenimtzas Me'achash Shekipru Bailim. The only time that A has to die is if B is already Makriv. Only then does A have to die. V'ein Mos, Holchos Le'am Melech, Ela Shenimtzu Me'achash Shekipru Bailim. And the only time that the money has to be thrown in the river is if you already brought a carbon with the other money. So I know that already. The Gemara answers, you're right. You're right. This is stressing it again. You're right. Okay? Good? Okay, next. Now we're going to spend the rest of the day in this machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Abba. Very hard machlokas. Okay? Gufa. We just said, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Hakal Modim, everybody agrees, even the Rabbanon, who are Mekel, agree, Shemashach Achaz Ve'kriva, that if you didn't ask any Shaila, as I, this is so complicated, I'm not asking any Shaila, I'm just bringing one of them, right? That the Shriya Mesa, the second one has to die, even though they're both standing in front of you, right? Lo Nechlaku, the only Machlokas is, Ela Bebal Limla, you come to ask a Shaila, Rabbi, what do I do over here? I know, I went to that film and my head was spinning. I said, now what do I do? How did it happen to me? I had one, I lost it, I found the guy, the second one, found the first one. What do I do now? The Rebbe Savar, Rebbe holds in such a case, Lo Asu Takana Bekadshim. There's still no Takana. There's still no Takana. In other words, one has to die. Vamrinan Lech, Hitzchapi B'she'en Avuda, bring B, Avuda Mesa, and A has to die. The Rabbanan Savri and the Rabbanan hold. No. Asu Takana Bekachin. You come to ask Kashayla, as Rashi pointed out, you're trying to fix the situation. Now we have a way to out. Now we have a way out for you. Now we have a way out for you. What do we tell you? Barmina, we tell you, Hitzchaper Ba'avuda, go bring A, Vish'ein Avuda Tireh, and then B can go get a mum. If you express interest in figuring it out, we'll help you out. Okay? Good? Now, Masiv of Masharshia. So, according to Rebbe, what did we say Rebbe held? It makes no difference if you ask the Shaila or not. Either way, you have two animals, one animal is going to die, no matter what. Why? Gemara said, Rebbe is not interested in helping you. Right? Even if you come to ask the Shaila. Is that even true? Lo asu takana b'kachim? Is that true? Rebbe is not interested in takanas? For Tanya, what about the following? It says, By a mincha, right? It says yochlu ma talmud lomar. It's like it says yochlu, then it says yochluha. All these extra words about eating the carbon mincha. Ma talmud lomar malamed shim ha'isa achil muetes. Let's say that your portion of the mincha is nothing. It's nothing. It's a tiny amount. Ochlin ima chulin utruma. So you know what? The kohen eat chulin and truma, fill up a little, and then when you eat the mincha, it's kishmak. It's a very nice takana. Help out, right? Kadesh de nechelt al hasova. You should eat it al hasova. Why should you eat it al hasova? Why is there an Indian eating it al hasova? Well, last night, it's so funny, last night me and my son were learning the mitzvah of shechting the carbon Pesach, which also has to be eaten al hasova. Why? Why? So the answer is, I'm thinking about that, why is that to be eaten only as dessert? After you're full. Because that's how kings eat. Kings don't sit down to a meal and start digging out. And they don't do that. They don't behave like that. They're always like, they're not hungry. So on Pesach night, when you're a king, you're not hungry. I'll eat that at dessert, at the end. I'm full already. Sitting with the mincha. The kahanim eat like a little lamashka. As great people. They're great. Greatness. So you don't eat that when you're starving. Fill up on other things. Now you come and eat the karbanos. It's kishmak. Like a king. That's the reason. So you see, Rebbe's very interested in making a takana. Not only that, right? Yochluha, ma tamad lomar. Shimhoitza achilu meruba. Right? Imhoitza achilu meruba. 4 minutes. Ain't ochli imachul in a truma. If there's a lot of mincha, then you don't have to do that. Kadei shlote in a chel talagasa. Shouldn't have to be like a pig. So what do you, how could you tell me, how could you tell me that Rebbe's not interested in takana? When it comes to mincha, he's very interested. He's very interested in making sure that you eat it the most appropriate way. Right, so Rashi just asked the question, how could you bring food into the Azara? So he says, no, you eat that outside. Eat it outside, eat it down the block, right, somewhere else, then come back, and now you're full. Now you can eat the mincha like a king, right, like a royalty. So my love, Afilu Rebbe, is in this whole story said according to Rebbe, Rebbe says, no, not Rabbanon. This whole story is only according to Rabbanon. Ain't a chanam. Rebbe would say, this is meaningless to me. Right? I don't hold from takanas. Next shita was Rav Abba. Rav Abba Omar, Omarav, Hakal Modim, everybody agrees, the Mischafer b'she'ena avuda, that if you get a kapara with B, Shavuda Mesa. Everybody agrees. If A and B are standing in front of you, and you pick B, then A has to die. What are they arguing about? The mischaper ba'avuda. When you pick A, the Rebbe Savar, Rebbe Hold, hip mafresh li'ibud ki'ibudam. Picking A was a mistake. Therefore, B has to die. Rabbanan Savri lav ki'ibudami. It's not a mistake. Therefore, if you pick A, B does not have to die. Good? Very good. What? Yeah, we repeated the machlokas. We repeated what he holds. He holds something very different from Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds it depends on if he asks a shayla or not. Doesn't make a difference in A or B. Depends on if he asks a shayla. According to Rav Abba, it doesn't make a difference if he asks a shayla. It makes a difference which one you bring. Right? Okay. Now, Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma. We had this Mishnah many times. Tzitzis Yuma, we find out that on Yom Kippur there were two goats, a Sir La Shev and a Sir La Zazel, and they went hand in hand. So what happens if you brought the so let's say the Sir that was supposed to go La Zazel died. It died. What do you do? What? You take it another one because it has to be a pair. You have to get two more. If you get two more, right? What? Does it depend when? I don't know if it depends when. It might not make a difference when. So you mean you're telling me it makes a difference if the one last sham has rejected yet or not? Right. So let's say I think it has been rejected already. Oh, so we need two more. Now, no, it wasn't shechted yet. It wasn't shechted yet. Okay? It wasn't shechted yet. They designated it, and then it died. Azazel died. So I have Hashem standing over here. What do I do now? I bring two more. Now, with the second pair, one of them is certainly going to be Azazel. The Gemara is going to say now, he's still bringing the first one, Hashem. I'm only bringing a second pair because the Torah says bring a pair. But I'm still bringing Lashem from the first pair. Why? Because it's been designated from before. So, Tanan, Hasheni, Yire ad sheyistoyev. The second one, what second one? Of the first pair, no, I'm sorry, the second off of the second pair. What? The extra, the second off of the second pair, Yire ad sheyistoyev, that has to get a mum. The yimkar v'yipu damav l'nadava. Chain chatas tzivur mesa. Okay? There's no such thing as a chatas tzivur dying. Therefore, it has to get a mum. What if ha diyachid? What if it was a carbon yachid? Same kind of situation. What would that lacha be? A mesa. We would kill it. We would let it die. Right? Vamar Rav, and Rav said, well, babale chayin ain nidachid. When it comes to live animals, there's no such thing as pushing off. Therefore, kishahum is chaper basheni. When we're having the second animal now, bizug rishon is chaper. It's the second animal, the first pair. Why? Because there's no reason why not to bring that one. We're only bringing a second pair because the Azazel died. So why can't I just bring one animal for the Azazel? The answer is because I don't want to do that. You have to bring a pair. So I have two extra animals here. You had the pair. You had pair number one. Pair number one is Azazel and Hashem. Nothing's dead. Then all of a sudden Azazel drops dead. I still have the Hashem. Now I have to bring an Azazel now, right? You can't just do one animal, you gotta do two more. Another pair. One of those is Lazazel. What do I do with the second animal? Second animal gets a mum. Why does it get a mum? Because I would have said, why does it get a mum? I would have said, because what else should I do with it? The Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara says, but ain't chata siber mesa, which is mashma. If this would be a case of an individual person, it would be mesa. Alright? Now, the first animal from the first pair, that's being brought Lashem. Why? Why not? He says, Balei Chayim, Ein Nidachim. Where did it go? It didn't go anywhere. Kishu Mitzchaper Basheni, right? Shebezuk HaRisho Mitzchaper. So you're getting the Kapara Lashem from animal number one of pair number one. The Idach Basra, the Id and the second one, right? The other one, in other words, from pair number two, havale kimakvishal ibud, it's as if it's going to die. That was a pointless. The only reason I brought two was because Torah says it has to be a pair. There was no reason to bring the second animal. So what's happening to it? It's like I started off, I brought it into the Beit HaMikdash for the specific purpose of rejecting it. Right? That's basically what I did. And I love the taima, the tzibur. And why doesn't it die? Because it's a tzibur. Ha yachid. But if it would be a yachid, mesa, it would die. My lav afiul rabbanon, isn't it even according to the rabbanon? And therefore, what? That what do you see from here? That if you're mafresh leibud, it's keibud dami. The Gemara says, "Lo, ki Rebbe, it's only Rebbe." What would the rabbanon say in this case? I have no idea. Exactly. What? What do you mean? I had A, I lost it. Then I find, then I get B. No, then I get B. Then I find A. There's two animals here. I was mafreshit. No, I was mafreshit when it was, I lost it. But now, what do I do now? Now I want to bring. They're both right here. So the Rabbanan hold. Right. You hear that? So I don't say, now I have both of them in front of me. There are one on hold. You bring one, the other one gets a mum. I just proved to you from Yom Kippur that would not be the case. So the answer is, he doesn't hold from this. Right. Well, no, it's a deal. If the tzibur... Right. Good? You got all that? So that's what the Rabbanan say. It wouldn't be the opposite. Exactly. Now, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, right? Hamafrish chatas va'avda. If you mafrish a chatas and you lost it, the hikri of acheres tachteha, and then you bring B. Bring B right away. Then you find A. Now what's the halacha with A? Tama. There's no shaila about that. Has to die. It's one of the five chatas that have to die. Taima, the reason why it has to die is because the craver, because you brought B. Had you delayed looking for A a little bit, maybe you could have saved it. But you didn't do that. Halohi craver, what if you wouldn't have brought B so fast? You wait a week, and during that week you find A. It's mashma tira. What's it mashma? That B, that either whichever one, would only go to pasture. Loshna mischafer ba Buddha. Loshna mischafer mishena Buddha. It doesn't make a difference which one you bring. Loshna mashach, loshna lo mashach. It doesn't make a difference if you ask a shayla, if you don't ask a shayla. None of that makes a difference. Tirufta lutarvayu. That's a kash on everybody. Ravuna, who held the issue is, ask a shayla. Rav Abba, who held the question, which one you bring. It's all irrelevant. It's all irrelevant. The Mishnah, it doesn't say that. It's a diuk. It's a diuk. The diuk is, if I would have both of them standing in front of me, no other factors, the one is not dying. Which one? Irrelevant. But there's Gishayla, irrelevant. The kash on everybody. So the Gemara gives an unbelievable answer. Ready for this answer? Milsa dipsikole katani. What the Mishnah says, you can take that to the bank. Milsa delo psikole, what's not beferish in the Mishnah, lo katani. The Mishnah didn't teach it. You made a diuk now to undo everybody's opinion. Don't make that diuk. You hear that? If you make the diuk, you just threw the entire umbit out the window. Don't make that diuk. Yeah, exactly, just like that. There's a long Rashi here. Rashi is Klomar. The last wide line on top of that. Klomar. Lo tema halo hikriv roe. Don't say that. The zimnin de roe, zimnin de mesa. Sometimes it's not true. Kigon, for example, lirav huna, mashach, bishuv hikriv, afilu ha vuda, chain of vuda mesa. If according to Rav Huna, again, he's repeating the opinion. If the whole issue is whether you ask the Shaila or not, bol lim loch roa. But if you ask the Shaila, it would be roa. Ule Rav Abba, according to Rav Abba, bein moshach, bein nimlach, that's an irrelevancy. Im nitzchaper b'shein avuda, avuda mesa. Vim b'avuda, nitzchaper bo roa. In other words, you can't just undo all these opinions. B'ha diktani hikriv kodim metziyat harishona, that which the Mishnah said, that if you bring B before you find A, right? If you bring B before you find A, then you find A. The Mishnah said A has to die. That's mashma. That if you find A before you mash with B, it doesn't have to die. That was a kash on everybody. Says the Gemara, don't make that deal. So Rashi explains, Mishum daha de psikole de mesa, because the Mishnah gave you the very simple case. Ein chiluk b'davar. There's no dispute about that. There's no dispute that if you bring B and then you find A has to die. Now, what would be if you found A before you brought B? What would be? Well, it's very complicated now. Did he ask a shayla? How can you just say? How can you just make a deal like that? It's not so simple. Exactly. Don't discuss it. Don't make a deal like that because the Mishnah only gave you a case that no one has a dispute about. There's no dispute that if you bring B and then you find A has to die. Therefore, exactly, that's a machloket. The Gemara was saying, you can make a diuk, let's make a diuk, everybody cheats out the window. That's the Gemara, so don't make that diuk because it's very complicated. So the Mishnah only gave you simple cases. I know. The whole sass is like this. Right. Listen to this. Umishum hachi, that's why lo tana nimteis kodem kapara mesa. That's why the Mishnah did not give the case of you found it beforehand. Uluk bilir of huna, bidul nimlach, ulav abba, bibitzchape b'shein avuda. And then the question would be, well, would it be at the shayla? Which one was brought? It's a big machlokas. Bishud dehechad, it's kodem kapara, milsud lo psikihi. It's not so simple. Dibai, lishuye chiluk, ezero, beze mesa. It's very complicated. Says Rashi explained the Gemara, that's why don't make any diukim. The Gemara Mishnah only gave you a simple case. A case with no disputes. You want to make a diuk now, what would be if you found both of them sitting in front of you? It's not so simple. Was there a Shaila asked? Some hold that's an issue. Some hold which one you brought. It's very complicated. Therefore, don't make any diukim.
Shas would be a lot shorter.
Amazing, no?
Now we're going to say the same answer again. Same answer again. Same kasha again, same answer again. Tanan, same exact question. The Mishnah said like this. Hamafrish mos lechatos.
You set aside money now.
Then v'avda, then you lost the money. Then v'hifrish acherim tachtehem. So you get new money. V'achakach nem tahamot.
Now you found the money. So you have both bags of money here.
So what the Mishnah say? Devilu me'elu me'elu. Mingle the money. Mingle it. Me'elu me'elu chatos.
Take both bags of money, buy a chata,
vashar, and the leftover money, yipul in the double. Right? Taima, the only reason why that's true is the mischafer me'elu me'elu. It's because you mingled the money. What if you didn't mingle the money? Ha, me'echad. What if you only used one bag of money? Then what do you do with the other bag? Yulicham liyav hamelach.
You have to be thrown into the ocean.
Now wait a minute. That's very complicated, that's it. Now the mission make it, the deal is so simple. Lo shna mischaper ba'avuda, lo shna mischaper shen avuda. It doesn't matter which bag you use. Lo shna mashach, lo shna lo mashach. It doesn't make a difference if you have a shayla or not. It makes no difference. So you have to look at Avayu. It's a caution everybody. Right? So the Gemara gives the exact same answer. Hachanami, same story. Melsa de psika le katani.
The Mishnah only mentioned the case that no one argues on.
Melsa de lo psika le lo katani.
The Mishnah's not talking about complicated cases. Therefore, don't make a diuk to make the case also not complicated. No! It's a machlokes, it's very complicated. Your diuk makes it also very simple. It's not true. It's very complicated, it's a machlokes about everything, and therefore don't make that diuk.
What are you supposed to do? It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. According to Rav Huna, the issue is, did you ask a shayla? And according to Rav Abba, the question is, which bear you use? Very complicated. Basically. Yeah. Okay. I'm Rav Ami. Rav Ami asked the following question. Wait a minute. Hamafrish, not a question, it's a statement. Hamafrish shnei tzibure mos lachrayis.
If l'chatchila, you're a very anal person, there's a concept in Kachin you can do this. I am afraid. I'm going to be mafrish $100 for a chata. But you know, I'm a very forgetful person, and my kids, and my wife steals my money, and I have all these issues. So I'm going to do a second $100 as a backup. It's called achrayis. So between the two, that much she doesn't steal from me. So between the two, I'll be able to bring the chatas, right?
So amafrish mos lachrayis mischafer be'echad mehen.
So one of them is going to be good.
Uvesheni yipul in the dava.
And the second money will become in the dava. In other words, you're masking that you're losing $200. One's going to go for chatas, and the other will be for in the dava.
Now, Aliba deman. Who said that?
According to who does that go like?
Aliba the Rebbe. If that's Rebbe, Pshita, the Yipul and the Dava.
There's no question that goes through in the Dava.
Why? Dad kai lo kama Rebbe. When did Rebbe say that the other money has to be thrown in the river? Ella de mafresh li'ibud. Only if you lost it. Avalach riots, but if you didn't lose it, Moda. Of course he agreed that it goes through in the Dava. No issue about that. Ella liba de Rabbanan? You want to tell me it's the Rabbanan? It's also Pshita lei. It's also obvious. Why? Diabul in the Dava. That it goes for in a Dava. Why? Kalvachomer. Hashta mafishal ibadam Rabbanan lavki ibadami. If you lost it, they don't hold it. It has to be destroyed. Rather, you wait for it to get a mum, and then you buy it a Dava. So lachrayis be baya.
So for sure, if you lechatchila set aside money for a chayis, for sure, it goes for in a Dava.
Ella, aliba derab Shimon.
No. The reason Rav Ami made that statement was because of Shimon. Because Rav Shimon has a very strange shita.
Istrachlo, ma de tema, let's play Rav Shimon Nadava.
Rav Shimon doesn't hold from Nadava at all.
Kamash Malan, the Islay Nadava.
But he does hold from Nadava.
Now, with me, Matzis, the Amr, the let's play Nadava Rav Shimon?
Rav Shimon doesn't hold from Nadava? How can he not hold from Nadava?
But Tanya, we learned, not man, really. We learned in a Mishnah, it's in Shkalim. It says, Shlosh Asre Shofros.
There were 13 pushkins in the Beit HaMikdash, right? They were shaped like a shofar, but there were 13 pushkins. What were those 13 pushkins for?
By Yekasav Aleihen, Tiklin Charetin,
the new Shkalim,
Tiklin Atikin,
the old Shkalim. In other words, it's the cutoff is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You have the whole month of Adar to get your Shkalim to the Beit HaMikdash. Let's say you blew it. You overseas. Come back, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Oh, tell your wife, can you give the Nachas Shekel Aseret Hashem? She goes, oh, I totally forgot. What do you do now? You come to the Beit HaMikdash, and you put it in the old pushka. What do they do with it? They can't use it for Kavanah. They use it for repairs. Different repairs. That's what they did with it. They use it for repairs, basically. But at least you've got your... Did you get your chiyuv fulfilled? I don't know. But at least it's something. It does something. That's in the second pushka. Third one is kinin. A pair of birds that a woman had to bring when she had a baby. There's a whole masechta about that. So in other words, and all of these things, you didn't have to, you don't need it anyway. So you went to the Beit HaMikdash, you dropped your money in, it was the same price. Every pair was the same price. You dropped your money in the kinin pushka. The day never went by where the pushka wasn't empty. So you knew, if I, on a Thursday, I put the money on Thursday, my carpet will be brought by Thursday. I know for sure by Thursday at night, I'm satisfied. My carpet's been brought. I don't have to wait. I don't have to, I put in the pushka, it's all good. Same thing with four is Gozle Ola. For an Ola, Eitzim is number five, six is Lavona, seven is Ahav L'Kapores, and then 8 to 13, Shisha L'Nadava. Six of them were just Stam Nadavas. Right? The Tani Allah, Shisha L'Nadava L'Ola Abaman HaMasara. Extra money. She'ain Oro L'Kahanim. That Ora, the skin of these, didn't belong to the Kahanim. Did Rabbi Yehuda, Allah of Nechem, Rabbi Lord of Shimon, Im Kain, Batla, Medrashah, Yada HaKohen. You're undoing what Yehuda did. Titania, Zeh, Midrash, Darash, Yada HaKohen. Asham, Hu, Kulo, what does that mean? Asham who? Right? Asham, which is Asham who? Kulo. Let's take that word. Lahavi called Dabra Abba Mimosa. Any leftovers. Chatas Vashamas, Likach Vidamav, Olos Habaska Lashain, Ba'oros Lakahanim. Anyway, what are you thinking over? Alma, it's Lay, Ladava, Lureb Shimon. Anyway, what are you thinking here? Lureb Shimon, of course he holds from the Davas. Why did I have to say? And if I make Achrayah, then the Achrayah's money goes for the Dava. Of course it goes for the Dava. No, maybe Reb Shimon didn't hold from the Dava. You see, he does hold from the Dava. The Gemara says, Istra. Talkadai Tachamina, I would have thought, Ki Itzle Lina Dava Reb Shimon, when does Reb Shimon hold from the Davids? Bechad Sidra. In other words, in one Seder. How do they translate one Seder? One fund, right? Meaning what? What does that mean? I will betray Sidri, but with two funds. In other words, Achrayah is two funds. Lo, maybe he didn't agree with Nadava. Oh, so the rest goes for Nadava.
For security,
that he wouldn't hold from Nadava. Kamashwan, he does. Okay? Good? All right, we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos.